Hello, witchy friends. Welcome to Catstein Witchcraft. My name is Fauna, and I am your host. This podcast is for those who are Wiccan, witches, and everything in between. Don't forget to follow the podcast social media pages at Catstein Witchcraft on Instagram, Catstein Witch on Twitter, and Catstein Witchcraft Podcast at gmail.com. Again, thank you for listening to Catstein Witchcraft, and enjoy the episode. Hello, witchy peeps. Welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 88, and today's episode is on numerology. Before we get started on today's topic, I have a couple sources for you for the herb of the week, and that is mugwort. Starting like usual with Cunningham's Encyclopedia of Magical Herbs, starting with page 178, it says mugwort. For folk names, Artemis herb, felon herb, muggins, naughty man, old Uncle Henry, sailor's tobacco, and St. John's plant. For gender, feminine, planet, Venus, element, earth. Deities, Artemis and Diana. Powers, strength, psychic powers, protection, prophetic dreams, healing, and astral projection. For magical uses, it says, place mugwort in the shoes to gain strength during long walks or runs. For this purpose, pick mugwort before sunrise, saying, Tolum te Artemisia ne lassus sim invia. Probably butchered that like usual. And it also says, a pillow stuffed with mugwort and slept upon will produce prophetic dreams. Mugwort is also burned with sandalwood or wormwood during scrying rituals, and a mugwort infusion is drank before divination. And it says you can also sweeten it with honey. The infusion is also used to wash crystal balls in magic mirrors, and mugwort leaves are placed around the base of the ball or beneath it to aid in psychic workings. When carrying mugwort, you cannot be harmed by poison, wild beasts, or sunstroke according to ancient tradition. In a building, mugwort prevents elves and evil thingies from entering, and bunches of mugwort are used in Japan by the Ainus to exorcise spirits of disease who are thought to hate the odor. In China, it is hung over doors to keep evil spirits from buildings. Mugwort is also carried to increase lust and fertility, to prevent backache, and to cure disease and madness. Placed next to the bed, it aids in achieving astral projection. Next is, starting on page 183 in the book A Witch's Guide to Wildcraft for mugwort. Like I said, 183. For locations, it's found in waste areas. Parts used, leaf. Hardiness zones, 3 to 9. Planetary ruler, Venus. Uses is for scrying teas or incense, astral projection, healing, dream magic, dragon magic, and psychic powers. For edibility, it says all parts are edible. Warning, it says mugwort can be ingested in small quantities, but should be avoided in large doses in by women who are pregnant. For uses, it says the leaf of mugwort is burned during scrying. Agrippa includes mugwort in the 12 plants of the elemental world, useful for attracting and binding spirits. He advises that smearing mugwort oil on a shiny sheet of steel and then heating it will allow the user to see spirits. Dried mugwort can be used in a tea to be drank or as a wash for divination tools. Traditionally, it is said to be good for those trying to achieve astral projection. Caution, do not use wild herbs for teas unless you are positive you know what might have been sprayed on them when you're not around. If you are gathering it from the landscape, there is a possibility that you will be gathering wormwood, the famous herb used to make absinthe. Assuming your wormwood has not been treated with herbicides or other chemicals, it is safe to use. The stories of wormwood driving people crazy are well overblown. I personally don't know how accurate that is, but if you are harvesting or gathering herbs that are not from your own personal garden or not from a safe location, be really careful because some plants do look really similar and some of them even grow in very similar environments. So that is all I have for you today on mugwort. Now moving on to today's main topic, which is numerology. For those who aren't familiar with numerology, I'm going to go over a couple definitions. The first definition I have is from Wikipedia, so it's very easy for you to find if you want to read on numerology from there and get additional information from that article as well. And it says, numerology is this pseudo-scientific belief in a divine or mystical relationship between a number and one or more coinciding events. It is also the study of the numerical value of the letters and words, names, and ideas. It is often associated with the paranormal alongside astrology and similar to divinatory arts. The next definition comes from numerology.com, and it says, numerology is the study of numbers and their energetic influence on our lives. Because we see and interact with numbers every day, it's easy to take them for granted. But numbers are symbols that carry energetic vibrations which impact humanity on a cosmic level. Every number's vibrations are unique and, therefore, each affects us in a different way. The last definition I have is from science.howstuffworks.com, and it says, according to numerologists, everything in the world is dependent upon the mystical properties of numbers. These properties come from the number's inherent vibration. Other New Age practitioners use the term vibration to describe beliefs in the power of items like crystals, gemstones, colors, and essential oils. For just a quick rundown of some history that I found on the history of numerology, I hope it's accurate. It's very, very bare boned, so I would encourage you to do additional history on numerology. Prior to this, most of the information I have on numerology is the same information found in various books, and none of them have really the history of numerology. I am now looking into books that are particularly just on numerology, but I don't have any of those as well. So a lot of the sources that I do have today are mostly from internet sources because I don't particularly have books that are strictly on numerology to give me a deeper insight onto the history and specifics. But what I did find, I just wanted to give you guys that warning. Some of the history that I got says numerology can be traced back to ancient Egypt, Babylon, China, Rome, Japan, and Greece. It says that modern and popular numerology has been traced back to around 500 BC, and this is around the time of the mathematician and philosopher Pythagoras, and it was used with people's birth dates to correspond with people's personality traits, which possibly led to the creation of the zodiac signs. I don't know how accurate in that overlap of the zodiac and numerology and some other things are, but that's some of the information that I found on that, and I thought that was pretty interesting. So it also says that Pythagoras believed that everything could be reduced down to a single number, and this concept is used in the Pythagorean number system that is commonly used in modern numerology. So there are also various types of numerology as well. The sources that I found said there's Arab, Chinese, English, Indian, Chaldean, Pythagorean, Hebraic, Helen Hitchcock method, and phonetic numerology. Next is the idea of numerology portraits. They are similar to natal or birth charts that are found in astrology, but it's a little bit more simplistic and it focuses on six numbers. Three are focused on your birth date, so there is your birth number, which says it's how others see you at first. There's your life path number, and that says the path you take in life, your identity to your core. The next is your attitude number, which is your attitude towards life. The other three numbers is your soul's urge, which is your inner desires and what makes your soul happy, your personality number, which is aspects of what you show others, and the next one is your power number, which is your strengths of your character. The next section that I have is talking about what does each number mean. I'm not sure which form of numerology this is. I'm not sure if it's just an English form or it is the Pythagorean form or not, but this is a set of meanings that I found on a couple different sources were very similar to each other, and it's numbers 1 through 9. And since these are all single digit numbers, I am assuming, and I'm just saying this up front, that I am assuming this is influenced by the Pythagorean form. If it is the Pythagorean form or just influenced in it is possibly one of the other forms of numerology. But that's just a disclosure. So from the sources that I found on numerology.com, it says number 1 means leadership, innovation, and independence. The number 2 is sensitivity, cooperation, and balance. 3 is charm, optimism, and self-expression. 4 is organization, honesty, and hard work. For 5, it's adventure, change, and freedom. 6, responsibility, harmony, and the parent figure. 7, learning, observation, and introverted. 8 is success, authority, and strength. And 9 is idealism, compassion, and healing. One of the notes that I did see as well says there are numbers called master numbers, but I'm not going to get into that today because I don't have enough time to go over all those details, and that might be a little too complex for today's episode. So in general, how can we use numerology besides just finding those aspects of our personal lives? You can use numerology to find, make, or understand your name or your magical name. You can also use them to help understand patterns, either through your numerology portrait or just different things that are going on in your life with astrology, your natal charts, or other things as well. And you can also use numbers and numerology if you're doing spells or other form of magical work. Maybe you want to focus on a number depending on the meaning of it. Maybe you want to work with the idea of balance. So maybe you want to work with the number 2 or harmony, and you want to work with the number 6. So there's various things that you can use within your witchcraft path or just spiritual path depending on what you're looking for. Next thing that I want to go over is the idea of using numerology to make or find your magical name. To either understand the numbers associated with a name you have chosen or even use numerology to create a name, the process of adding numerical values to an alphabet is called gematria. Words can hold value depending on what cipher you use, and that can vary between culture, language, and historical context. So depending on which one you use, the words and the meanings of the letters and numbers can change. I'm going to be going over an English version of one, so I'm not sure which tradition this essentially comes from historically, but it is a common cipher that is used and found in books that I have had, as well as websites that I saw that have this particular English associated cipher. And a cipher is the different forms or translations of the numbers to letters. For letters A, J, and S is number 1, B, K, and T is number 2, C, L, U is number 3, D, M, V is 4, E, N, W is 5, FOX is 6, GPY is 7, HQZ is 8, and the last two letters is I and R, and those are number 9. The last thing that I want to go over today is how to determine your birth number. I'm going to go over an example birthday. It's not my birth date or birth year at all, and it's going to be October 31st, 1970. And for the number for October, I'm going to use 10 because that it is the 10th month in the year. So this is how the numbers are broken down. So for the birth date, it is 3 plus 1 for the 31st plus 1. And we are doing plus 1 for the October date, but you remove the 0. So you just got number 1. And then next is taking the year, and that was 1970, and so that's going to be plus 1, plus 9, plus 7, and remove the 0. So as a breakdown, 3 plus 1, plus 1, plus 1, plus 9, plus 7, which is 22. Then you're going to break that down to 2 plus 2, which equals 4. And that means your birth number is number 4. And the whole process is to reduce your birth date and year down to a single digit. That is why we took 22 and broke it down, and it came down to 4. So if you kept going throughout this process, depending on your birth date and birth year, it may take a couple more steps of math to get to a single digit. Okay, everybody, that is all I have for you today on numerology. If you have any questions about the sources that I used or just have any questions on witchcraft or Wicca in general for me, feel free to leave a message for me on Instagram, Twitter, or you can send me an email. I appreciate every single one of you guys, and I will talk to you next week. Have a great one. Blessed be.